Today, our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat features a story about the fish and coral recovery on Kauai following last year's massive flooding. Reporter Claire Caulfield is on the line this morning. Welcome aboard, Claire.
Thank you for having me on.
Hey, so I recall with this that initially there were reports that, hey, the fish are rebounding because there weren't so many tourists going down to those areas that they were frequenting.
Yes, so the fishermen in the months directly following the flood were really, really optimistic. They were reporting big fish right near the shoreline, and they said, yeah, there's no tourists to scare them away, so this is great. But the new state data that was just released last week showed that in the entire area, yes, certain fish populations increased after the flood, but overall, in both shallow and deep water, the amount of fish and fish diversity decreased, and the fish were skinnier than in previous years. Most distressing, however, to the researcher I spoke with was the high level of coral bleaching near the shore, where the freshwater from the flood swept into the ocean.
Yeah, that's a big concern. So tell our listeners exactly where were they focusing in on?
So it was actually looking at this certain community fishing area. So this is an area where commercial fishing is banned, and the community manages this fishery area for subsistence fishing purposes. So this is part of ongoing research looking at fish diversity, you know, the weight of fish inside and outside the boundaries to, you know, see if the community fishing area is increasing fish. So this report was just, you know, part of yearly updates on this community fishing area. But, you know, because this flood was so drastic, the most interesting part of the report was about how the flood changed the fishery.
Yeah, that is a big concern for Hannah. And, you know, obviously the coral bleaching issue is not anything new, but we did have a really bad one a few years back.
Exactly. Yeah. And so this is just, you know, it's a tough time to be a coral researcher in Hawaii. The coral bleaching event of 2014, 2015 wiped out so much coral. And when I asked this researcher, you know, what should people take away from this report? She went really, really big picture with it. She started talking about, you know, carbon impacts, how people can eat lower on the food chain, because she sees coral bleaching directly tied to the amount of carbon in the area.
Yeah, we did talk to, I think, that researcher, that Kutley Rogers.
Yes.
It was interesting because she is, you know, warning folks that, you know, we are going to be getting into the time of year when our waters get warmer. So we've really got to keep an eye out for our coral reefs. There was an awful lot of water that fell during those floods last year. And, you know, I guess all that fresh water has just really done a number on those coral colonies.
Yeah. And so, yeah, the coral bleaching near the shallow area where the fresh water flushed in saw way more bleaching than in the deeper areas, which was why the researchers were able to tie this coral bleaching, or, you know, they said the coral bleaching was probably because of this influx of fresh water because of where the bleaching happened. And, you know, the freshwater also brought in a lot of nutrients, plankton, algae, all sorts of debris. And so that's why you saw that discrepancy in, you know, the reports from the fishermen and then the actual data, because some of the fish, you know, loved that plankton, loved that algae and literally ate it up and were coming really close to the shore. But it was at the expense of sea urchins, coral, and then some of these other types of fish that did not appreciate the freshwater.
Talk more about what the fishermen were seeing return to that area.
Yeah, so again and again, they were talking about, you know, the lack of tourists meant the fish were coming really close up to the shore in ways that they hadn't seen since the 50s. Then these certain types of fish that feed off the plankton and the algae, you know, were big and right near the shoreline, so it made fishing really, really easy for them. Mm. And the fisherman I spoke to, his name's Kali'i Alapai, he was saying, you know, now the road is reopened and he's worried that fishing will once again become a little harder because, you know, the fish aren't going to be so close up to the shore as people are in the water swimming.
So we have this report then that was released by the state. Any plans for future studies?
Yeah, so to that point about tourists coming, the state is currently looking at fish behavior related to the flood. And so they have data from before the flood, when the road was closed, and right now they're out there collecting data about now as some tourists come. They're going to look at fish behavior to, you know, find data to support you know, to see if the data supports the idea that the fish aren't coming close up to the shore. And, you know, that could be used to make future determinations about how many tourists are allowed in the area.
Right, because this whole, I guess, conversation around over-tourism, again, like you mentioned, when we had these floods, people thought, oh, great, nature will get a break, and maybe we'll heal. And so, you know, I'm sure a lot of things have bounced back. But again, as you mentioned, the studies have shown that not everybody, not everything has bounced back.
Yeah, and as we know, climate change makes these intense storm events more frequent and more intense. And so this is kind of a peek into how future floods could affect the area, and it's not great.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, thanks so much. Lots of interesting stuff that came out of that conservation conference last week.
For sure. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, that was reporter Claire Caulfield with today's Reality Check, a new voice at Honolulu Civil Beat. To read her full story, visit civilbeat.org.